This busy intersection in Jakarta was the setting of one of the bloodiest clashes between student protesters and security forces. 36-year-old Adian was then a student leader. He stared into the eye of the storm when he mobilized and led thousands of students to take on the Suharto government. What is now clear is that the discontent was triggered by the Asian financial crisis of 1997 that had brought Indonesia's economy to its knees. Food prices soared, and overnight, Indonesians saw their money become worthless. Lives and livelihoods were affected. Angry Indonesians blamed their misery on the authoritarian rule of then-President Suharto. The Reformasi movement was born.